the mystical language of heaven. Simply stated, a dream is a series of thoughts, images, or emotions that appear in our minds during sleep. Sometimes they are straightforward, but most of the time they are not. In the case of Holy Spirit-inspired dreams, often there is the need for careful interpretation, as these dreams tend to be parabolic in nature. In other words, like the parables of Jesus, the meaning of a dream is sometimes hidden. As soon as he was alone, his followers, along with the 12, began asking him about the parables. And he was saying to them, "To you has been given the mystery of the kingdom of God, but those who are outside get everything in parables, so that while seeing, they may see and not perceive, and while hearing, they may hear and not understand. Otherwise, they might return and be forgiven." Just as he went off alone with his disciples in that day, Jesus wants to get alone with us as his disciples today. He has special words to release to each of us. In a way, Jesus' words here are strange and even troubling. He indicates that he speaks in parables so those who listen may see and not perceive, and hear and not understand. Doesn't the Lord want everyone to seek him and come to the knowledge of the truth? Of course he does. But his pattern of teaching in his earthly ministry was to speak in parables and mysteries, not to keep people in the dark, but to whet the appetite of those who were truly hungry for the truth. He wanted to lure them in so they would press forward to know more. God likes playing hide and seek. We get to seek out the treasure he has hidden for us. He loves this journey of hooking us with revelation with a purpose of actually reeling us in to his very heart. Even though that scripture passage does not mention dreams or visions, I have used it here because dreams and visions often use parabolic language and, like parables, are mysteries that need careful deciphering. Dream language is the mystical language of heaven, and even though it is a language of mystery and parable, we need to understand that God likes to reveal rather than conceal. Just a few verses later, Jesus says, "For nothing is hidden except to be revealed, nor has anything been secret but that it would come to light. If anyone has ears to hear, let him hear." And he was saying to them, "Take care what you listen to. By your standard of measure it will be measured to you, and more will be given you besides. For whoever has, to him more shall be given, and whoever does not have, even what he has shall be taken away from him."